We're just about ready to kick this thing off. The Vikings will kick off. It is Matt Mackenstein. Tees the ball up over at the 40-yard line. Back deep for Ware County. Looks like Devontae Durham, number two. And we're going to have a tough time. These numbers are a little hard to see. Looks like 30. And that's Shamanic Lewis. We'll see. There's the kickoff. It'll be fielded by Xavier Cobbler. He bobbles it. Falls back to the 5-yard line, and the Vikings just smother him there, led by
Tyquan Lang.
Tyquan Lang in on the tackle. And I apologize as I got those numbers. That was Xavier Cobbler who fielded the kick. Was not able to field it cleanly. Ball went through his hands, went back, picked it up, and the Vikings will make the tackle. And Ware County will start out first down and 10 from the 6-yard line, almost the 7. And Ware County will be going left to right on your radio dial. Quarterback Josh Bennett in the backfield. Sends a man in motion. That's Issa Lowe. Takes the snap. Quick throw out to Lowe, and the ball just a little bit wide. Goes through the hands. Incomplete. Brings up second down and 10 for the Gators.
Yeah, great job on that coverage by Devontae Watts and Tyquan Lang. They were there to cover it up. The pass was just a little bit low. Brings up second down and 10 from the Vikings 6-yard line.
Yeah, had great coverage on it. Bennett in the backfield. He's got a running back with him. Two wide receivers to his left. Again, he puts in motion. Issa Lowe to this side. Lowe comes. Now they stop. Look to the sidelines for the play. Issa Lowe over here on this side, the wide receiver. In the backfield is Bernard Robertson. He shifts sides. Takes the snap. Handoff inside to Bernard. Bernard takes the right side. He's got a hole over the right side. That's a 5, 10, and a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Ware County Gators. Nothing fancy, just an inside handoff, and over the left side he goes.
Yeah, that's just one of our impact players for the game. Shows his ability to hit it outside and keep his feet moving. He picks up the first down.
Offensive line for the Gators line up very quickly. On the ball. No huddle. Bennett in the shotgun. He sends Issa Lowe in motion to this side. Waits on the snap. There it is. Fakes the inside give. Swings around to the right. He's got a wide open alley down the left side. He's going, and that'll be about a 20-yard gain for Josh Bennett, and another first down for the Ware County Gators.
It was almost a naked bootleg around the far side of the field, and he picked up about 20 yards in that play. Brings first down and 10 for the Gators from the Viking 39-yard line.
They faked the handoff to the right side. Everybody on the defense went with that, and Bennett stayed it and went around the left side and picked up a great gain. And the time clock stops as they move the chains. It's first down and 10 for the Gators. Again, very quickly, back up on the ball. Bennett has three wide receivers to the right. He sends in motion. That's Austin Delk. Delk goes to the far side. He stops. They look to the sideline for another play. Now they got two wide receivers, each on both sides, as Bernard Robinson, the running back, switches to the near side. Bennett in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks downfield. Looking, nobody there. Had an opportunity to make a sack, and it's going to be Trey Jackson as he makes a great tackle in the backfield for a sack. We had a couple opportunities on that, Taylor. Couldn't make a get him down, but Trey Jackson finally gets him down.
Yeah, Bennett. Go ahead, Marty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say Trey got the sack there, but that was caused by our front five there. They really put a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Again, quickly to the line. That was a loss on that play. It's second down and 12 for the Gators. Bennett in the backfield, in the shotgun. He's got wide receivers to either side. He's got an I formation, actually a pistol look. He waits on the snap. There's the snap. Gives to Robertson. Robertson stutters going into the middle and then kicks it out to the outside. And for the Vikings, it looks like that'll be Devontae Watts who will run him out of bounds. No gain on the play. That'll bring up, well, they will give him a short yard. That'll bring up, third down and 12 for the Gators.
The defense has settled down a little bit, it seems like, after two really big plays here. Putting some pressure on them. Let's see what they can do here.
Gators again to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers right, two wide receivers left. Robertson in the backfield. There's the snap as he pumps and tries to find number 33. That's Austin Delk. It's a little bit high. In coverage for our Vikings. That's number 46, Matt Frazier and Tyquan Lang.
Yeah, great job by Tyquan and Matt Frazier, not biting on the pump fake, staying with the man, knocking the ball down.
Tyquan was able to get a hand on that ball, guys. He made a great play there to break up that pass.
Fourth down now forces the Gators into a punting situation. For our Vikings, it's Tyquan Lang back to receive. And the ball's kicked, and it's going to be Jordan who will field it. Finds a hole around the left side and under the 40, to the 45, and he'll be met by a host of Gators there, but a great return of about 12 or 13 yards by Jordan Williams, and the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from their own 45 or 46-yard line.
Yeah, good job returning there by Jordan Williams. Picked up about 15 yards on that return. 9 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, the Ware County Gators have been held to two first downs, and the Vikings will take over.
It's Lance Gerald at quarterback. He's going to start out in the shotgun. He's got D. Daniels in a pistol look. Two wide receivers right, two wide receivers left. There's the snap. Looks down the field. He finds Josh Clemens wide open around the 40, and that'll be his first down for the Vikings as he just turned around about the 45-yard line, made the catch, turned it up another five. Well, they only gave him about two more yards after the catch.
It looks like a 12-yard gain on the play. Great job by Lance Gerald, settling down, making a good pass. Good catch by Josh Clemens to pick up the first down.
Nick Bergman, the wide receiver, to the far side. Josh Clemens, wide receiver, to the near side. In the backfield with Gerald is Mike Moore and D. Daniels. They send Nick Bergman in motion. They give the handoff inside to Mike Moore. Mike Moore finds a hole up the middle. He's still up. He's driving down to the 20-yard line and another first down for the Vikings.
What a great job by the offensive line making a hole. Mike Moore finding it. Pickup of about 20 yards on the play. Vikings take over first and 10 from the 20.
And the Vikings go to a no-huddle offense as Lance Gerald now directs everybody on the field. Coming off the field is Josh Clemens, who takes a break. Lance checks the armband. He's got D. Daniels and Mike Moore to his left. Nick Bergman far out to the right side. Now they put him in motion. Take the ball in the shotgun. Hand off to Nick Bergman around the left side. And he'll pick up maybe a yard. Again, as we came out of that shotgun with a handoff. And there's going to be a late flag. Looks like it's probably going to be unsportsmanlike. A lot of extra activity going on in that pile.
Yeah, before that extra activity, Larry Murdoch did a good job for the Gators as their defensive end. Linebacker position, excuse me, shedding the block and making the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Let's see what they have to say about this penalty.
They are talking to the Vikings. Let's see.
Taylor, he did make a good play there, but that was a personal foul against the Ware County Gators. They were, after the play, doing a little pushing and shoving. It was right here in front of us, and the official put a stop to it, and they're going to try to keep that from happening tonight.
Absolutely.
Well, the Vikings will accept that penalty. 9:17 left here in the first quarter. No score, but the Vikings, here on their first possession of the night, are driving with two first downs and now another first down by way of a penalty. And it'll be first and goal just inside the 10-yard line for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Bill, here's where we got to finish the play. We get inside the 10-yard line. Let's see if the Vikings can stick it in.
Lance Gerald in the shotgun. He's got D. Daniels to his right, Mike Moore to his left, Nick Bergman far wide out to the right. Looks over at Brandon Bell. Now he puts Mike Moore in motion, and he takes it on a keeper right up the middle, and it's Lance Gerald as he'll get down to the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal for the Vikings.
Yeah, great read. Go ahead, Marty.
I'm sorry, guys. Again, I feel like I can't hardly hear you down here, so I apologize for stepping on you, but our offensive line has really showed up tonight and came ready to play. They are playing exceptionally well and opening some big holes for our running backs.
Again, no huddle for the Vikings. Lance Gerald checks the armband. He's got Josh Clemens wide out to the left side. He's got Nick Bergman wide out to the right. They give a handoff up the middle to Mike Moore. Mike Moore drives into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. I see you, Mike Moore. Impressive drive by the Vikings on their first drive of the night. They line up in that swinging gate. Jason Crum, your long snapper. Matt McEnstein set to kick. They look to the sidelines. They do line up on the outside. I'll see the gate swing, and we do. Garrett Fuller, the holder. Vikings with a 6-0 lead, trying to make it 7 here with the extra point. 8:37 in the ballgame, and the Vikings go up on top. We're waiting on the snap. Matt Mackenstein is ready. Snap, hold, kick. It's up. It's good. And that's the score. 7-0. Vikings lead. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And back at Martin Stadium where the Vikings lead 7-0 as they go to kick off. It's a new kicker, freshman number 87, Nick Hart. Nick Hart eyes the ball. Now, he comes from a different side of the field. He's a left-footed kicker. Really, really high kick. It's short, about the 30-yard line, and he is hit immediately by Tyquan Lang, and he'll be brought down at the 25-yard line. Exactly what Coach McPherson said. We get it where we can kick it high in the air, make them almost fair catches.
Yeah, if you got a kicker that can't put it in the end zone consistently every time, the best alternative to that is a nice high kick to give your defenders time to get it down there. And Coach McPherson recognizing the freshman for his good job. Ware County will take over on its own 26-yard line with 8 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the game, trailing 7-0.
All right, Ware County comes out on the field. Josh Bennett at quarterback, along with Robertson at running back. He's got wide receivers on either side. Bennett in the shotgun. Puts his player in motion. That's Jenkins. Handoff around the edge is Jenkins, but he'll be met by, looks like, Josh Clemens, and he'll get actually a loss on the yard. What did you have on the drive last time?
That last drive for the Vikings, 1 minute, 15 seconds, 54 total yards. They only ran 5 plays, 4 of them were runs, 1 of them was passes. They got 3 first downs, resulted in a 5-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore.
Second down after a loss, it's 2nd and 11 for the Ware County Gators. Eric Torrey for the Vikings on defense, checks in at defensive end. Bennett in the backfield. He has Robertson back there with him. He takes the snap, looks downfield, has a receiver down the field, and he makes the catch, but he's going to be out of bounds, it looks like. That was Austin Delt running down the field. Ending coverage for the Vikings. I can't see that number. Is that 30?
Devontae Watts.
Devontae Watts in coverage. Right on his hip pocket. The ball incomplete. Brings up third down. 7:56 left in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. Josh Bennett, the quarterback, looks to the sideline for the Gators. Gets the play. He has two wide receivers to either side. Robertson in the backfield with him. Calls for the snap. Looks over to his right. Now back to his left. Down the middle of the field. He's got a wide open receiver. And it's Josh Clemens who falls down. The receiver is Chase Morris. And Chase Morris was wide open because Josh Clemens had fallen down. And the Ware County Gators get a long touchdown pass.
Yeah, Josh was playing at the free safety position there. They went deep across the post, across the middle, and Josh Clemens just accidentally fell down. And the Ware County Gators line up in the swinging gate as well. They look to the sideline to see what they're going to do. They're going to bring it back for the kick. No, they do,
and they're making some changes. Also, they bring out their offensive players to bring out the kicker. It's 7-6 right now, Vikings lead, as Ware County lines up for their extra point after a long touchdown pass. Waiting on the snap. The snap, the hold, the kick. It's up, and it's good, and the score is tied 7-7. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Welcome back to Martin Stadium, where we got a tie ball game 7-7. The Ware County Gators, Seth Starling to kick off. Back deep for the Vikings is Tyquan Lang, deep in the middle, along with Jordan and Nick Bergman. There's the kick, and it's going to be to Tyquan Lang about the 5-yard line. He comes right up the middle, looks for a hole, pushes through, and he'll be brought down around the 30-yard line. But a great hard run by Tyquan Lang, and it will be down at the 31-yard line where the Vikings will take over 1st and 10. Give us that last drive.
That last drive for the Ware County Gators answered pretty quick. 50 seconds, they went 74 total yards, 3 plays, 1 run, 2 passes, resulted in a 76-yard touchdown pass.
Flag on the play, guys.
Yeah, see it over about the 45-yard line. There is a flag.
Not sure what it is. The officials out there conferencing right now.
Got an update from across town. The Wildcats are leading 7-0.
And let's see, we got a hold against the Vikings during the run back. It was way ahead of the play, but it'll be a 10-yard mark off, and the Vikings will start at the 21-yard line. So Vikings take over first and 10 with 7:37 left in the first quarter in a tie ball game, 7-7. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. He's got Mike Moore to his left. Josh Clemens out here, wide out to the near side. Three wide outs to the right. Waits on the snap. Looks downfield. Quick throw inside a middle screen. That's to Nick Bergman. Nick Bergman, oh, I'm sorry. No, that's 31. He finds a great hole over the left side and about a 25 or 30-yard pickup. That was number 31, Brandon Roberts, on the catch.
What a great job by Lance Gerald on the underneath screen to Roberts. Great job passing the ball tonight by Lance Gerald.
Sure is. That one got out of his hands very quickly, right across the middle.
Yeah, guys, that was a great catch there, too, by Brandon Roberts. He caught that ball in traffic. It was a little low, but he showed great hands on that play.
Lance Gerald looks to his armband. Now he looks to the sideline. He's in the shotgun. He's got Mike Moore behind him. Takes the snap. Looks. Now he brings it down. Goes up the middle, down to the 50, the 45, and he'll be tackled about the 46-yard line of the Ware County Gators. 7:03, the clock continues to run here in the first quarter. It's a tie ball game, 7-7. They bring up second down now for the Vikings. Second and about four. Lance Gerald again remains in that shotgun. No huddle. He's got Nick Bergman far out now to the right side. Now he puts him in motion. Takes the snap, and we got a false start. Very quickly the flag was thrown. We had Nick Bergman in motion. Looks like one of the offensive linemen raised up early. So instead of second and four, let's see what the call is. And that is the case. That took some big steps there, didn't it?
Yeah. About second and eight now.
Yeah, second and eight. All right, the Vikings now. Second and eight. Back across the other side of the field, on the Viking side of the field. Lance Gerald looks to the sideline, gets his play. He's got Mike Moore behind him. He's got Nick Bergman in the slot to his right. Waits on the snap. Takes it. Looks, turns, now sees nothing. Then he just throws it away, trying to get away from the defender.
He threw a flag.
There is a flag over here. I'm afraid it might be grounding. In high school, you can't just throw it away. And he was throwing out of bounds. There was nobody down there, and that'll be the case. It'll be an intentional grounding. Good heads-up play for college, but just not in high school. Not anything open that time for Lance downfield. Had to tuck the ball, thought about running around the left side, then he looked up and just threw it out of bounds over here on the left side.
Yeah, the pocket collapsed pretty big on that play, and the bad part about that is that's a spot foul, so not only do we
and lost the down.
Lose the down, but we brings up about third and 25 or so.
Third and a taxi ride. This time, Lance Gerald in the backfield all by himself. Twin receivers right, twin to the left. Looks downfield. Long throw down to Josh Clemens. Josh tries to make the catch, and it's over the shoulder and an interception by number four. That's Tavares Davenport. And Ware County will take over at the 25-yard line. At their own 25 as an interception by Lance Gerald.
He just overthrew it just a little bit beyond Josh Clemens, and the Ware County Gator, number four, Travaris Davenport, just happened to be there, made the catch. Ware County will take over first and 10 from the 25-yard line. 6 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. We got a tie ball game.
That was just a great play there by Ware County defender. But for our Vikings, that's about the same as a punt. So really no real harm there. But Lance just threw that ball on the outside shoulder of Josh, and Josh went on the inside of the receiver, of the defender. And it's just a good play by them.
Bennett, the quarterback for Ware County, lines up. He's got sort of a wishbone look, but he's in the shotgun. Takes the ball, gives it to Robertson right behind him. And I apologize, that's not Robertson. That's Xavier Tombler. And he'll pick up about 4 yards right over the middle. That'll bring up second down now for the Gators. James Mathis for our Vikings. Makes the tackle.
Vikings mostly in a five-man front here, two linebackers.
as Bennett in that same formation. Gives it again back to Xavier Tobler. This time, nothing doing. They'll stop him right about the 20. And that'll bring up third down and five, almost six. 5:27 left here in the first quarter. We're a tie ball game, 7-7. Vikings had a long drive, scored first. And the Gators on a 76-yard pass when Josh Clemens fell down on a middle pass. And it was just a wide open shot to the into the end zone. Bennett now goes under center in an I formation. Takes the snap. Turns, fakes the handoff to Robertson. A middle screen inside, and it's right over the top of the arms of Jeremiah Stevenson. But it was Tyquan Lang there to break it up. And that'll bring up fourth down now for the Gators and have put them in a punt formation.
Bill, that was actually Josh Clemens on that play, and I got to call his name and say good job there after he fell down on the last drive. But that was Josh there that came in and hit the receiver from behind.
Jordan Williams and Tyquan Lang back deep to receive the punt. And the punter, Chase Morris, for the Gators. Waits on the snap. Low snap. Picks it up. Kicks it kind of directionally out of bounds. And it's going to come out of bounds around the 37-yard line. Maybe the 38. And the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from their own 37-yard line. 4:54 left here in the first quarter. Tie ball game, 7-7.
It's what you like to see after a turnover by the offense is the defense come out, make a three and out. We take over in pretty good field position, about where we started the last drive before the penalties. The Vikings are going to take over on their own 38-yard line.
We've been exclusively, Tyler, in the spread.
Yeah, we have not seen the wing tee tonight. Lance Gerald has taken every snap tonight.
Not going to right now either as Nick Bergman goes far out to the right. Also out there is Kevin Edwards. One receiver near side, that's Michael Anderson. In the backfield is Mike Moore. Takes the snap in the shotgun. Give to Mike Moore up the middle. Mike just drives those legs right up over the middle and about a four-yard gain, maybe three. We'll see where they spot it. It will be spotted at the 41-yard line. There's number 18 in there on the stop, that Golden that we talked about.
He's an impact player tonight.
Bill, you also have Tyquan Lane checking here at receiver this play.
Tyquan in the slot. As Lance Gerald is all alone, he puts Tyquan in motion, fakes the handoff inside, and Lance Gerald just got his clock cleaned by number 22. That's Montre Merritt. The ball came falling out, and I think it was Anthony Chandler that reached out there and grabbed the ball to recover it for the Vikings. It saved that turnover.
It was a design draw on that play. Lance Gerald faked the sweep handoff, took it right up the middle, paid the price for it.
It's third down and about four for the Vikings. Lance Gerald looks, tries to get the defense to jump. Now he looks to the sideline. We've gone, instead of the dry erase boards, you see the flip charts now. Lance checks his number on his wristband. He's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Gives it to, that's Tyquan Lang up the middle. Tyquan is just breaking free all the way down to the 40-yard line of the Ware County Gators and another Viking first down.
Bill, that's something we haven't seen a lot this year, but I've talked to Tyquan a good bit on the sideline, and he's been itching to carry the ball all year. And that was one of his first carries of the year there, and he just had a great run.
Tyquan got the ball, kept his feet moving, picked up about 15 yards. The Vikings are first and 10 from the 41-yard line. 3:27 to go in the first quarter.
They go back to the shotgun. Lance Gerald, he has Tyquan Lang to his right. Again, he gives off to Tyquan Lang. Tyquan tries to fight his way over the 40, and he might just get over the 40, maybe a two-yard gain. Looks like more like almost really a one-yard gain. It'll bring up second down and 9 for the Vikings. Good stop that time for the Ware County Gators. 7-7 is your score here. 3 minutes and the clock continues to run in the first quarter. Vikings driving on this play, this series, going right to left on your radio dial. There's the snap in the shotgun. Gives to Mike Moore over the right side. Mike picks a throw. Now he's broken free, and it's the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings. I see you, Mike Moore.
What a great job by Mike Moore. Taking initial contact, bumping it outside. 39-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore. Makes the score 13-7. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Vikings come out in the swinging gate.
see if they swing it over. There is somebody lined up outside. They will swing it over.
Coach calls for the kick. Matt McEnstein to kick. Garrett Fuller is your holder.
And let's see, there's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's up, it's good, and the Vikings go up 14-7. We'll take a 60-second break. And the Vikings line up for a kickoff. It's Nick Hardigan. Kicks it off very high, right down to about the 23-yard line, as Ware County will call for a fair catch. And that's where they'll take over, first down and 10 from the 23-yard line. Give us that last drive.
Last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 10 seconds. They went 62 total yards, 5 plays, 5 of them were runs, no passes. One first down, 39-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore. Your Vikings lead 14-7, 2 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the first quarter.
All right, Bennett for the Gators in the shotgun. He's got running backs on both sides. He's got twin wide receivers to his left. It's Robertson in the backfield. And now he switches sides with him, puts Robertson in an I formation behind him, waits on the snap. There's the snap. Gives to Robertson right over the middle, and he'll go nowhere as number 67, Stacy Wright, will make a great tackle for the Vikings.
Stacy Wright came off the right side of the line of scrimmage. Got him right at about the line of scrimmage. Good job wrapping up by Stacy Wright.
All right, Robertson looks to the sideline, waits on the play, Bennett. Quarterback is Bennett. He's got wide receivers, three to his left, one to his right. In a pistol formation, he sends in motion Akins. Takes the snap, rolls left, looks downfield, throws the ball, and this one is way overthrown. And there's a flag in the backfield, probably in the area of holding against the Ware County Gators. And that is the initial call. And where that spot is at the 15-yard line, you take that one.
Absolutely.
10 yards back from that brings them back to the 5-yard line. And they ask Vikings, what do you want to do? And they say, we'll take that. So the down will remain second down. But a big march off against the Ware County Gators.
It'll be half the distance, Bill.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Half the distance to the goal brings it down to the 7-yard line. And I can't count in the middle of the line.
It's second and about a pitching wedge.
There we go. All right, Ware County looks to the sidelines for their play. They've got three wide receivers to the left. Bennett in the backfield all alone. Now he's got a running back with him. Calls for the snap. Wait, he turns and looks again. The clock continues to run, under 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Bennett looks again. He's got his running back. Now a quick little throw out to number 33. That's Austin Delk, and he'll be tackled after only about a 3-yard gain, maybe 4. And the clock continues to run under a minute and 30 seconds here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 14-7. As we said, the Ware County Gators going from left to right on your radio dial. So if you remember the old radio dials, that's exactly what we have.
Ellis Griffin and Eric Hart checking the game for the Vikings. Looks like we're expecting the pass. We want that extra defensive back in.
Yep, 4 down linemen for the Vikings. Bennett in the backfield. He's got three receivers to his left. Now he puts one in motion. That's Delk. He comes around the right side. He rolls out, looks down the field, and there will be a completion down there low where no one else could catch it. That was Trevion Steele. But that won't be enough to even get back to the original line of scrimmage and brings up fourth down for the Ware County Gators. Clock continues to run. 47, 46 seconds here in the first quarter. As for the Vikings, it'll be Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams back deep to field the punt. Chase Morris, the punter for the Ware County Gators. Waits on the snap. There it is. Nice snap. Directional kick to the right side over to Jordan Williams, and the ball. They say that maybe Jordan Williams touched it, and our defender for the for Ware County picked it up, but then he fumbled it. And it was recovered by Tyquan Lang, so no harm done other than we lost several yards. The ball just looked like it was going to roll out of bounds. Jordan Williams went over to the side to catch it, touched it, and it was almost a big, big turnover.
Wow, that ball was directionally kicked towards the sideline. He went to catch it, and he was almost at the sideline, and it looked like it was going out of bounds. Hit inbounds, hit him, and rolled about 20 yards after the play. And the Vikings take over from their own 24-yard line.
First down and 10, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Lance Jarrell all by himself in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks down the middle of the field, tries to make a pass inside to Josh Clemens, but there trying to jump the route was number four, Tavares Davenport, almost was successful as the ball was thrown. Really, that's a spot throw, and Josh Clemens was there, but Tavares just tried to jump the route.
Yeah, Davenport almost had his second interception of the game.
So incomplete brings up second down and 10 for the Vikings. 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Mike Moore now in the backfield with Lance Jarrell. Two wide receivers to the right. Give off the handoff over the right side to Mike Moore. Mike won't really be able to pick up anything this time. Matter of fact, may have even lost a yard. And that'll bring up third down for the Vikings. That's the last play of the first quarter. Vikings lead 14-7. We'll take a 60-second break. And back at Martin Stadium, we go to the second quarter with the Vikings leading 14-7. And it's third down and 11 for our Vikings. We're down at our own 23-yard line. Kind of a bit of a disaster right here on this particular series. Almost turned it over on the punt and not able to get anything offensively working in the first two downs. Let's see what we can do here as we start the second quarter leading 14-7. Lance Jarrell all alone in the shotgun. He's got wide receivers, two to the right, two to the left. Takes the snap, looks downfield, pump fakes. Now he throws it downfield, and it's broken up. He's trying to go for Josh Clemens, but broken up down the field by number 23. That's Cameron Gibson for the Ware County Gators, and the Vikings will be forced to punt as it's fourth and 11.
That ball fluttered a little bit on Lance there, Bill. He was hit as he threw it and a little bit underthrown. Josh had a step or two on the defender, but being hit as he thrown, he kind of fluttered on him.
Back in punt formation is Matt Mackenstein. Back deep is number 33. That is Austin Delk for the Ware County Gators. Mackenstein waits on the snap. Low snap, has to pick it up, kicks it, and great acting job. Matt Mackenstein has done a phenomenal job at acting. I have to give him that this year. The ball rolls dead down to about the 31-yard line of the Ware County Gators. They came very close to hitting Matt, and he's done that a couple times. He's made a great fall. You hear the crowd groan in the background.
43-yard kick on that play. Got an update from across town. The Wildcats are leading 14-0 over Robert E. Lee out of Montgomery.
Ware County comes out on the field again. Quarterback Josh Bennett has his running back Bernard Robertson behind him. And let's see, we got some...
We're going to get a band call here, guys.
But it's both bands. So I don't know that what you can call here. Both bands are playing.
We love it when the band gets called out.
Bill, the rule is the other team's band cannot play while you have the ball, while the center has the ball in his hand. Your band can play all you want, but the opposing team's band cannot play while you're quite a quarterback's under center or the center's got his hand on the ball.
Well, both bands have silenced. The fans haven't gotten riled up about it because they really didn't make a big deal this time.
Yeah. Band's playing again.
Robertson. Excuse me, Bennett takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks around the right side. He's got open field. He's still not down. I thought that James Mathis had brought him down after only about a two-yard gain, but he'll pick up about five. He is just so elusive.
Yeah, it was a designed bootleg on the play. He rolled to the far side of the field. I didn't think he was even looking downfield. Mathis made the initial contact behind the line of scrimmage, but picked up about 5 yards on the play, four or five yards on the play.
The marker, yeah, about 5 yards. That'll bring up second and five. 11-11 left here in the first half. Vikings lead 14-7. And now you hear the crowd in the background as the Viking band has been told to silence. Bennett goes into the shotgun, calls for the snap, gives the handoff to Robertson. Robertson around the right side, looks for a hole, and it's Tyquan Lang who'll bring him down after only about a one-yard gain.
Tyquan Lang read that the whole way, made the initial contact about a yard deep. He was able to fight back to the line of scrimmage. Ware County will be third down in about 5 yards, 10 minutes, 48 seconds to go in the half.
Sam Washington checks in at defensive end this time. Eric Torrey comes out. Vikings in a five-man front. The crowd you hear in the background cuts to their feet. Bennett, the quarterback, in the shotgun. He's got running backs on both sides of him. Takes the snap. Inside handoff. And they get around the right side and just, I don't believe, going to make the first down. That was a handoff to Xavier Tobler as he found a little bit of a gap. Looks like they're going to spot him right at the 40. He needed to make the 41 for a first down.
Yeah, he reached on that play. Wasn't able to do it because he got out of bounds. Looks like they are bringing on the punt team. But you got to watch. No. They are not bringing on the punt team. They got a weird design going on here, Bill.
Yeah, they got sort of an unusual.
Coach wants timeout.
We'll take it with them. A 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, we're 10 minutes, 18 seconds left in the first half as the Vikings lead 14-7. Vikings have called a timeout as the Ware County Gators have a 4th-and-1 at their own 40-yard line, and it was a very unusual formation they lined up in to start out with.
Yeah, it was almost like a swinging gate formation in a punt. Coach didn't like it, called timeout. We don't send anybody back. They come back to the same formation. Somebody's got to stay over the ball, guys.
They take it, and they pick up the first down with no blockers out in front of Bennett, and Bennett just picks his way over the side, gets up about 6 or 7 yards.
Having that line of scrimmage move to the near hash, that ball was on the far hash, all he really had to do was beat one guy for get a yard, and he was able to do that.
You called it, get up on the ball, and you got linebackers who are not used to being on the ball. They were given actually the first 2 or 3 yards up automatically. Anyway, it's first down and 10 now at the 49-yard line. Bennett in the shotgun. Looks for the snap, and then he looks to the sideline. Everybody looks up. He's got Tobler in the backfield with him. 3 wide receivers to the left. 1 wide receiver to the right. Now he looks. Waits on the snap. Here's the snap. Looks to go out to the left side. Now picks it and goes into the middle on a read option. And it was Stacy Wright, along with number 84, Nick Hammack, who makes the stop for the Vikings. After about a 1 yard gain, maybe 2, to the 49-yard line of the Vikings.
It seems like every year we play Ware County, they bring out all the stops. Seems like we always have to put up with a trick play or two, and that was a trick formation there that got them the first down.
All right, 9:23 left in the first half. Vikings lead 14-7. Bennett goes up, relays the play to his offensive line. In the shotgun, now he goes, thinks about under center, now he backs up. Tobler in the backfield with him. 3 wide receivers left, and they got to call a timeout, taking too much time. We'll take a 30-second break with them. Back at Martin Stadium with 9:06 left in the first half. Vikings lead 14-7. It's Ware County's ball, 2nd and 8 from the Viking 49-yard line. We had them in a 4th and 1. They tried a trick formation, got a first down, and now we're trying to stop this, get the ball back for our Vikings. They've moved it well on offense. Ware County now in the shotgun, their quarterback, Bennett. He's got 2 running backs back with him, twin wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Now he sends a running back in motion to the right, looks over to the right side of the field, makes the throw, and it's knocked out before he could finalize the catch by Tyquan Lang.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang made the hit right as he was catching the ball, knocked it loose, bring up 3rd down and 8, 9 minutes to go in the half. Ware County on the Vikings 49-yard line.
The pass intended for Trevion Steele, but as we said, Tyquan Lang knocked it out just as he was getting his hands on it. Ware County looks to the sideline for their play. Offensive line now for Ware County on the line. Twin wide receivers to the left and the right. Bennett in the backfield, in the shotgun. Waits on the snap. There it is. He looks downfield, rolls to his right, makes the throw, and there's a catch way down low, and they say, yes, he catches it, and he's going to be right close to the first down. He's going to be just a little short from what that looked like, from what that looks like right here.
Oh, I bet Ware County's glad we don't have instant replay in high school, because that was close still.
Very, very close. I mean, he went all the way down to the turf to make the catch. If he's got this first down, it's going to be by the nose of the football.
They are going to measure, I believe.
Yeah, they've called timeout on the field, an official timeout to measure, and they'll bring the chains out. We'll take a look here. We can't really see. The officials are kind of standing over it from this side, and it's going to be, wow, I can't even tell. It is short by probably half the length, not even half the length of the football. That'll bring up another fourth down situation for the Ware County Gators.
You got to believe if they were going to do that trick formation on their own 40, they're pretty much probably going to do it here on their own 40, on our 40.
Yeah, and this time I think the coaches, you see them, if they come out in that formation, you've got to be able to stack up on the nose of the football. What that does is they get a receiver out to that side behind that line of scrimmage, and they can make a quick throw, and they got blockers out there. If they don't cover the middle, that's what you do. If you cover the middle, then you just go right up the middle with the quarterback sneak. This time a more traditional formation, maybe trying to get the defense to jump for our Vikings. Bennett in the shotgun, but no way. He comes under center now. And it's a quarterback keeper, and he's going to probably get that first down from where they're marking it. They're marking him at the 41-yard line, or inside the 41, and that'll be enough for a first down. As a matter of fact, White Hat already says first down, Ware County. 8:35, the clock will start after the change set here in the second quarter. Vikings lead 14-7, but Ware County on a long drive here. Bennett back in the shotgun. Vikings in a five-man front on the defense. Takes the snap. Looks to his right. Pump fakes. Now he's got a receiver breaking free, and he dives for the ball. Not able to come up with it. That's number 89, Isa Lowe. Nice pump fake, but we do have a flag on the play. It looks like the initial call is against the Ware County Gators.
Tevin Brown on the coverage for the Vikings. Did a little bit of a stutter step on the pump fake, but was able to get back. Ball was just a little overthrown. We'll see what the official has to say. It is going to be holding against the Gators.
That'll back him up to the other side of the field. Nice. Now, that's a big mark off.
That's a big penalty.
Back to the 47-yard line. The 47-yard line of the Gators. So back across midfield. That'll bring up still first down in about 20. Actually, 22. The hole just behind the line of scrimmage. Vikings line up again in a five-man front. Ware County in the shotgun. Bennett, the quarterback. Receivers to the left and the right. Fakes the give. Goes up the middle. Picks up about 4, maybe 5 yards on the carry, just going over the right side. He'll be tackled by Matt Frazier over there on the left side, number 46 for the Vikings. That'll bring up second down now for Ware County.
Eric Torrey on that defensive end side was able to seal the end, pushing back inside. Only got about 5 yards on that play. Brings up second and about 17 or 18.
Bennett looks to the sideline for his play. Again, the Vikings go in a five-man front. James Mathis over on the left side of that line. There's the snap in the shotgun all alone. He looks down the middle screen. He tries to hit Austin Delt, and it's a ball thrown a little bit behind him as Matt Frazier's there in coverage, and it's an incomplete pass. That'll bring up third down now for the Ware County Gators. Clock stops with 7:20 left in the second quarter as the Vikings still lead 14-7. Vikings make some changes. Look like we're probably going to go to a four-man front, bring in that extra defensive back in a dime formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left for the Gators. Bennett in the shotgun. He's got a running back behind him. Fakes the handoff to Robertson. Nice long throw. That's an Orange. And the Orange makes the catch. Number 80, we talked about him, Fred Orange. Great inside throw. He had inside coverage. They threw a flag on the play. Probably going to be defensive pass interference. But Fred Orange able to make that inside reach, catches the ball. And Orange clapping his hand, so it will be a pass interference against the Vikings. And the Ware County Gators pick up a long first down on a great pass. It was an inside pass. And Orange had the inside track, able to make a great catch. And that'll bring up first down for the Ware County Gators. Now down inside the 20-yard line of the Lowndes High Vikings in that red zone. 14-7 the Vikings lead here. 7:14 left in the second quarter. Gators on the march here at the 19-yard line. First and goal, first down and 10. Bennett goes under center. Takes the snap. Toss pitch out to Robertson. Robertson drops the ball. And I thought Evans was trying to pick up the ball rather than make the tackle.
Robertson almost got the ball back, Bill. He did drop it, but he was able to pick it back up. But that's a big loss there for the Ware County Gators.
Yeah, big loss all the way back to about the 28-yard line. But Evans, as he was coming through, looked like he was trying to go down to the ball rather than make the tackle. In that instant, though, Robertson able to pick the ball up, and we're very lucky to make that tackle.
It looks like about a 9-10-yard loss on the play.
Bennett,
8-yard loss.
Bennett goes back to the shotgun. He looks to the left, pump fake. Now he goes long, and there's nothing down there, but they're going to get pass interference again on the Vikings, this time against Devontae Watt.
There was a little bumping downfield.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of people in the background saying the ball was uncatchable. In high school, it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
That is not in the rules. If you interfere with the receiver, regardless of whether it's catchable or not, it is a pass interference.
I didn't see the call there, but I think they called interference, but I believe that should have been holding. Devontae Watts just got caught there looking in the backfield. They did the pump fake, and instead of just giving up a touchdown, he just grabbed the receiver, and that was probably a smart play on his part.
I don't think the penalty is going to result in a first down, though.
I don't know. I think that's an automatic. We'll see once they set the chains, and they do. Yeah. That is an automatic first down. That goes inside the 15 now, down to the 14-yard line, where the Gators will have it first and 10 on the Viking 14-yard line. So the Vikings kind of hurting themselves here with penalties in this drive. Seems like Ware County has had this ball for a long time. 6:20 left in the second quarter. Vikings still lead 14-7, but Ware continues to drive.
They're on a 12-play drive so far, Bill.
Wow. Bennett, the quarterback for Ware County, in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Vikings. They put a player in motion, going to the right side. Take the snap. Inside handoff to Xavier Tobler. Tobler still on his feet, and he'll get down inside the 5-yard line, and another first down for the Ware County Gators as they'll line up first and goal this time. And that's the call. Stop the clock to move the chains. 6:05 still on the clock. I don't know that we started that. 6:05 on the clock. It should start as soon as they put it in play, and it does. First and goal now for the Ware County Gators inside the 5-yard line of the Vikings. Take the snap.
Fumble,
and I think the Vikings picked it up this time.
They did. First down, Vikings.
That's number 91, I believe, Ellis Griffin. For the Lowndes High Vikings, comes up with a fumble, and we dodge a bullet.
Absolutely. The Ware County Gators were knocking on the door. Snap went directly to Bennett. He bobbled it. It went on the floor. Vikings were able to come with it. They take over first and 10 from their own 5. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the first half. Vikings lead 14-7.
Bill, I got to echo something you said earlier tonight. We gave up a lot of yards there, but we finished that drive. Our defense kept fighting, and they finished it off. And made a play right there deep in our own territory.
Vikings now go on offense. Lance Jarrell remains in the shotgun. He's got Nick Bergman out here to his right in a wide receiver formation. They give to Mike Moore on the inside. Mike Moore drives over the right side. He'll get almost to the 10-yard line. They'll spot him around the 9. Pickup of about 3. Bring up second down now for the Vikings. Gator defense for them. They check out number 18. That's William Golden, one of our impact players, takes this play off. Vikings back in the shotgun. Take the snap. tries to hand off to Mike Moore around the left side, and they'll be in the backfield to bring him down at the 5-yard line. A loss on the play back to beyond the original line of scrimmage, so a loss of 4. That'll bring up 3rd down and 11 now for the Vikings. This defensive line for Ware County trying to make up for the miscue by their offense. Vikings now, 3rd down, and it will be 10, not 11. 3rd down and 10 for the Vikings, just beyond the 5-yard line. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. Sends Nick Bergman in motion.
Coach wants a timeout.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. I don't know if we actually made that break or not. We'll stay here with them, and they're in the timeout now since it's clock continues to stop as we get ready to set this up. In a 3rd down and 10, deep in our own end of the field, it's a run.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach is just trying to give our punter a little breathing room. Ball's on the 5-yard line now. Thought we had a little momentum going after the first play, and then it gave it right back to Ware County.
They break the huddle, the Vikings do. Go back out on the field. As Lance Gerald brings his offense back out on the field, he stays in that shotgun. We have done everything out of the shotgun tonight. We've been effective running. We've made some good passes. Now with a 3rd and 10 at our own 5-yard line, we take the snap, go back, pass out to Tyler Vanderzand at the 10-yard line. He's not going to be able to pick up much beyond that, but it does give us some room out to the 11-yard line. Tyler Vanderzand, when he made the catch, looked like he hesitated. I think in that kind of situation, turn it upfield and get it upfield. That's things that he'll learn, but as the season goes on. Now, he missed the first game with an injury, so he's still catching up.
That'll bring up 4th and about 5, 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the half. Vikings will be forced to punt from their own 10-yard line.
Matt Mackenstein back deep to punt for the Vikings. Back to receive is number 33, Austin Delt for the Gators. Matt waits on the snap. There it is. Kicks up. And a nice high punt. Delk has to call for a fair catch. And he'll pick it up about the 48-yard line of the Lowndes High Vikings. So the ball stays on that side of the field. But we get it out of the hole. Vikings dodge a great bullet down there as the offense for the Gators looked like they were ready to put it in to score 7.
Yeah, that last drive for Ware County before the fumble was close to about 6.5 minutes. They had 15 plays going so far. So.
Well, and then fumbled, but they controlled the ball so much of the time there. 3:56 left here in the second quarter. Vikings still lead 14-7 as Ware County comes out on offense. Viking defense, 5-man front, 2 linebackers. Bennett for the Gators in the shotgun. He puts one in motion, coming to the near side. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks for a hole around the right side. He's still up, and he'll be brought down with authority by number 25, Josh Clemens, also in there on the tackle. I'm trying to see, was that 67, Stacy Wright? Almost a 1-yard loss. It will be a 1-yard loss back to almost the 50. Bring up 2nd and 11 now for the Gators. Clock continues to run. 3:31, 3:29 now left in the second quarter. Vikings lead 14-7. Bennett still in the shotgun. 5-man front for the Vikings. Puts the runner in motion. Coming to the near side. Takes the snap. Looks to the right side. Quick throw. This ball, and they say no, it did hit the ground this time. Bennett's done a great job making those low throws. This time over to Issa Lowe. Issa just couldn't get down low enough to make that catch. The clock will stop with 3:12 left in the second quarter as it's 3rd and 11 now for the Gators.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed about Bennett, Bill, is that he throws it just where his player can catch it, and that's what you want out of a quarterback. That one was a little too low. Bring up 3rd down.
Bennett, all his receivers to the right, 1 lone receiver to the left, takes the snap. 5-man front. We get a rush from the left side. Now a throw right down the middle to Delk, and he is wide open underneath for about a 14-yard gain and another first down for the Ware County Gators. We just forgot about Austin Delk. He's out there all by himself.
Yeah, he settled behind those linebackers, but before the safety, just kind of waiting on the ball, Bennett found him. 1st and 10 from the Vikings 35-yard line.
Gators now with a 1st down and 10. Bennett goes into the shotgun. 5-man front for the Vikings. takes the snap, gives it to Xavier Tobler. He'll pick a line over the right side, pick up about 3 yards and another about a 3 yard gain for the Ware County Gators. Nice stop by Sam Washington for the Vikings. That'll bring up second down. 2:44, 2:43. The clock continues to run here in the first half. Vikings trying to hold on to this 14-7 lead. The Ware County Gators have just continued to drive the ball offensively. Five-man front again for the Vikings. Bennett in the shotgun, puts a receiver in motion to the far side. Takes the snap. Looks, throws over the top of the head of number 15, Cat Jenkins of Ware County. And it'll fall incomplete, bring up third down and now for the Gators. Clock will stop on the incomplete pass. 2 minutes and 23 seconds left here in the first half. Vikings lead 14-7. Bennett looks to the sideline, gets his play from his coach for the Gators. Vikings still in that five-man front. Two linebackers. Bennett puts Delk in motion to the near side. He'll stop, look back at the sideline. They change the play. Two wide receivers right, two wide receivers left for Bennett. In the backfield, with him is number 24. He takes the snap, looks deep, finds an open receiver down underneath. That is number 24, Bernard Robertson, and he fumbles the ball, but they say, no, he's down. They're calling the umpires, referees are saying he's down. He had turned the ball loose, but they say it's down, and that's just enough for a first down as Ware County continues to drive.
Taylor, I think you're right. They're glad they don't have instant replay because I saw that he actually lost the ball as he was falling there.
The clock, they wind the clock here. 2 minutes left in this first half. Ware County with a first and 10. Bennett in the shotgun. Three wide receivers left. In the backfield with him is Toblett. He's got a wide receiver out to his right side. Five-man front for the Vikings. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Gives to Delk over the left side. Delk turns the ball upfield. And he'll be brought down by number 6 for our Vikings. That is Eric Hart. After about a 5 or 6 yard, that's about a 5 yard gain, brings up second down and 5 for the Gators. The clock continues to run. 1 minute 30 seconds now. Vikings need to hold here.
Ware is on the 19 yard line of the Vikings.
First, second down and 5 for the Gators. Vikings in a five-man front trying to stop this drive. There's the snap. Looks to the right. Rolls out. James Mathis gets a great hit. Makes the catch, but it's out of bounds. Great throw by Bennett. And that was out to, looks like, number 40, Seth Starling. I'm sorry, that's number 89, Issa Lowe. He makes the catch, but it's out of bounds. The clock stops. 1:08. And that'll bring up third down now for the Gators.
Bill, you mentioned the hit there by James Mathis, and I've been watching the quarterback. And Mr. Bennett's actually a little woozy right here. He's been holding his stomach and keeping his head down. Let's keep an eye on him. Hopefully he's okay.
Bennett looks to the sideline, gets the play. Vikings, five-man front. Up tight on the receiver is our cornerback. Bennett in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks. Fakes the throw, gives inside to Tobler. Tobler gets it down to the 15-yard line. Not enough for a first down. The clock continues to run. Now inside of 1 minute.
They're going to be about a yard short, Bill.
It'll bring up third down now and 1 for the Gators. They let the clock continue to run. 50 seconds.
Fourth down and 1.
I'm sorry, 4th and 1. Gators look to the sideline. Not in a hurry. They're going to wait. 42 seconds, 41 seconds.
And they're going for it.
Fourth down, they're going to go for it. Viking fans, come to their feet.
Watch the ball.
Five-man, six-man front. Bennett under center, tries to get him to jump, and I don't believe it's going to happen. They're going to call a timeout. No, he goes back under center. Looks to make the snap. Again, he barks out the signals. A timeout.
Good job, Viking.
Ware County Gators. We'll take a 30-second break.
Welcome back to Martin Stadium. The Ware County Gators will bring on their kicking unit. 15.7 seconds left to go in the first half.
And they're going to attempt that extra point. We were just saying, we forgot, who made that long touchdown?
I don't remember
who caught that for Ware County. If we had instant replay, we'd go back and play it.
That's right.
Ware County sets up for a 32-yard field goal attempt. 14-7. The Vikings still lead Ware County. There's the snap. Bad snap. He holds on, makes the kick, and it will be good enough as the Ware County Gators put three more on the board. Vikings still lead 14-10. We'll take a 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium as the Ware County Gators set to kick off. It's number 40, Seth Starling, to kick off. Makes the kick. Little squibbler. And this one bounces up and over the head over to Jordan Williams over at the 20. Down to the 30. Still on his feet. Rolls off to the left. Still up. And down at the 30-yard line. But he just continued to run
at
the 30-yard line. And we do have a flag on the play. Looks like it will be a face mask against the Ware County Gators.
Personal foul. Face mask against the Gators. Should bring the ball right out to around the 45-yard line.
That'll give our Vikings an opportunity to maybe put something up here with 4.4 seconds left in the half. Enough for one play. Vikings lead 14-10.
That last drive for the Gators, Bill, 3 minutes and 45 seconds off the clock. 33 total yards, 9 plays, 3 of them were runs, six of them were passes. 2 first downs, ended in a 32-yard field goal by the Gators.
That is the personal foul. Brings it out to the Viking 46-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Vikings. As I said, 4.4 seconds left here in the half. And the Vikings have a chance, Raby, here for one more play. They send wide receivers out to the far side. Number 49, Xavier Crawford. Number 24, Kevin Edwards to this side, along with Jordan Williams. In the shotgun is Lance Gerald. Takes the snap. Thinks about it. Then it gives a handoff to Nick Bergman. Nick Bergman gets out to the 50-yard line. That'll be the last play of the first half. Vikings lead 14-10 in what a great ball game right here at Martin Stadium. We'll hang right here, get a few words from Coach McPherson down on the field with Marty Rogers. Go ahead, Marty.
Coach Mack, is everything you expected right there in the first half? Ware County's got a great team.
Yeah, we got a good game going here, man. We just got to keep fighting, got to keep going. 24 more minutes. We got to make a couple little adjustments on defense and just keep playing hard.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
There you go. It's halftime here at Martin Stadium. Vikings lead 14-10. We'll take a five-minute break. When we come back, we've got a special guest for you. Vikings lead 14-10. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. It's halftime here as our Vikings lead 14-10. And this is the Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Halftime Report. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. Before we go down to the field, I know Marty's got an interview, but I do have the Touchdown Club president, Mike Fletcher, with me. Mike, let's talk a little bit real quick about next week. It's an off week for the Vikings. What's not going on next week?
Okay, next week we are not going to be having a Touchdown Club meeting on Monday night like we normally do. We're going to basically take the week off. We will come back the Monday before the Valdosta game.
Right.
And we will have our normal Touchdown Club meeting that Monday night in the media center. And we will show the film from Ware County.
Okay.
And Coach Mack will go over that. He'll talk about the upcoming Valdosta game. And we will also be selling tickets for the season ticket holders or Touchdown Club members on Monday night. For your priority for the extra seats for the Valdosta game.
Yeah, so that again, remember, fans, that's not this Monday, but next Monday we'll be selling extra tickets. That if you want to buy some extra tickets, that if they're available for that game against Valdosta, you'll be able to buy that according to your priority of where you fall in the Touchdown Club as far as your giving goes.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, it's great week leading up. Now, we will have the coaches show on Tuesday night. That's a good time. We get to talk about this game. We don't really talk so much about the upcoming game, but just a little bit. And then the week after that, that Tuesday night of that week is senior night, and we always have a blast with senior night. We get to bring all the seniors there to Austin's Cattle Company, feed them, get to talk to, we try to get to all of them. We try, and we usually get 70 or 80% of them. But it's a great time. And, Mike, you guys have done a great job with the Touchdown Club this year. Anything new going on this year or anything upcoming?
No, basically we just, you know, we've added the seat backs that we've been selling this year. Those have went over real well. We've got close to 300 already in the stadium. Those are going well. And, you know, we've got, you know, plenty of new merchandise in the in our merchandise booth. And just, you know, encourage folks to come out and support the Vikings on you know, Monday night at the next Touchdown Club meeting. We'll be selling to Touchdown Club members. But then that following Tuesday, they were going to season ticket holders. They were going to sell to season ticket holders.
So right, and if there's anything after that, they're available to the general public on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, that's correct.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for coming up and taking a couple minutes, filling us in about what's going on during this great week coming up, of course, with Wintersville. It's always a huge time right here at the Concrete Palace, 2 weeks from this Friday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Now down on the field, I know Marty's got a guest with him. Who you got there, Marty?
Bill, I do have a special guest with me, and we're very, very thankful to have Coach Randy Hill here with me tonight. Coach Hill's been taking in the game from the end zone. Coach Hill, how's retirement?
Marty, I'm doing good. I'm playing a lot of golf, and just and I've been going to see Cairo, and I've seen Lowndes play against McEachern, and now this ball game here. So spending time with the grandkids, enjoying life, and then retirement's been good.
Well, that's good, Coach. It's good to see you. You look good. You're down here with a smile on your face. Coach, tell us, how long did you coach football?
I coached football 37 years. I mean, I taught 39 years. My first 2 years I wasn't coaching, but I've been blessed to be around good people, Bob Griffith at Applin County, Milt Miller at Worth, and here at Lowndes, and then Randy McPherson. So I've been around good football, and Lowndes especially. I mean, I've spent 19 years here, and it was good, and it's my favorite place. I'm always a Viking.
Well, Coach, I know you've always will be a Viking, and I know the last several years your heart's been here at Lowndes, and your eyes, you've been focused on this, but I know you've had an eye or two pointed west over at the Cairo Serum Acres with your son and son-in-law. I'm sure you've taken in a few games over there. Has that been exciting to be able to watch them, Coach?
Yes, it has. You know, last year I didn't see them play not one time, and I missed that, you know. And I love to go over there, and I've been to a couple of practices and seeing my son and son-in-law coach and seeing the grandkids. I've got five granddaughters, and I love it. It's been good. I really have.
Coach Hill, how hard is it actually to watch a game in Martin Stadium for the first time, not being on the sidelines and being down there in the end zone?
It's tough. I mean, I really miss the kids. I mean, I miss that part more than anything about being retired. But I'm just enjoying it. They're playing hard. They don't be okay. I mean, I think if we just keep hitting them in the mouth, we don't win this football game.
Coach Hill, I appreciate you speaking with us, and I just want to say on behalf of the Viking boys, on behalf of the Viking fans and the players and the team and everybody in this community, thank you for all that you did in your 19 years here. You've meant a lot to this community. You've meant a lot to the school. You've meant a lot to players, including myself, and I just want to say thank you for all of us and for me. From the bottom of my heart, we appreciate all you did for us, and you're a great man. And he's standing down here, Bill, with a couple other Hall of Famers. He's got Coach Parker, Coach Wilkes, and Coach Miller. And they've got their own little club down here watching the game. And I tell you, it's really something special to have these guys coaching our team the last several years.
There's a lot of wins down there on that sideline.
Coach Hill, thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Go Vikings.
Thank you, Marty, for that interview with Coach Randy Hill. And I tell you, there's a lot of wins down there in that little group with Coach Wilkes, all the coaches that are down there. It's phenomenal. We're going to take another three-minute break. When we come back, we'll go over the halftime stats. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. This is the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report. Remember, you're in good hands with All-State. At halftime, our Vikings lead 14-10 over the Ware County Gators. You were talking to the coaches, Taylor. Give us kind of a startling stat.
Yeah, the two startling stats that stick out to me most is how many plays they've had compared to our plays. Ware County has run 38 plays compared to our 20.
Wow.
Time of possession, we've only had the ball for around 7.5 minutes for the whole game, Bill. 3 minutes of that was in the second quarter. So they had the ball for close to 9 minutes the whole second quarter. they're killing us on time of possession. They're eating the clock up, which is unusual because it's usually reversed. We usually run more plays and hold the ball and keep the other team's offense off the field. Remember, that's what we said going into this game. We had to keep their offense off the field. That's exactly what Ware County's doing to us, is they're keeping our offense off the field.
Yeah, they really are. So we'll go ahead and give you the halftime stats. As you hear in the background, the Georgia Bridgemen. Tonight in the first half, Ware County has eight first downs. They are 21 carries for 67 yards. They are 8 of 17 in the air for 153 yards, one touchdown, no interception. As Taylor said, they've run 38 plays for a total offensive output of 220 yards in the first half. They fumbled the ball twice, losing it once. They've been penalized four times for 43 yards. They punted three times for an average of 36.7. Their leading rusher is the quarterback, Josh Bennett. He's had nine carries for 36 yards. And their leading receiver, number three, Chase Morris, he has that one catch for 75 yards and a touchdown. For the Vikings, they've only had four first downs here in the first half. They've carried the ball 14 times for 106 yards. They're 3 of 6 in the air for 44 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. They've run 20 total plays in the first half for a total offensive output of 150 yards. They've fumbled once. They've not lost it, though. They've been penalized, the Vikings, four times for 30 yards. They've punted twice for 41.5-yard average. And our leading rusher for the Vikings, number one, Mike Moore, he's got seven carries for 69 yards and two touchdowns. And our leading receiver, number 31, Brandon Roberts. And Brandon's got one catch for 26 yards. And that is your first half stats. Taylor, let's take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll give our thoughts on the first half. We'll be right back of the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Report live from Martin Stadium. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're at halftime, and you hear in the background the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen. Our Vikings lead the Ware County Gators 14-10 as we went over the first half stat. Taylor, it was just phenomenal how they have controlled Ware County, how they've controlled the ball in the first half.
Yeah, from the beginning of the game, we wanted to control the clock like we always do. Ware County's done a good job of that. We're going to have to reverse that trend in the second half to keep their offense off the field because they're making long and productive drives down the field, Bill.
Well, and in all fairness, too, our defense has played pretty well. A little bit of what I talked about Tuesday night, a bend don't break, but I tell you, that long out there on the field, it's tough.
I really only think our defense has given up three points. Josh Clemens doesn't fall down there, makes the tackle or breaks the pass up, it might be a different ball game. So, you could honestly say that the offense may have only given up 3 points.
Yeah,
or the
really,
defense, I'm sorry.
You know, disaster for Josh to fall down. What do you think first half, Marty?
Guys, I have to second that. Our defense is playing very well. They have been on the field a lot. It's a very humid night, too. I know y'all got the fans going up here. You know, it's nice and cool. But down there on the field, it's very steamy. That rain we had, I think, right before the game earlier on this afternoon caused it to be so humid. Our defense, I'm hoping we can, we ran out of gas last week late in the game, according to Coach Mack. I'm hoping we can keep that gas in the tank, that we can finish this game, as you've mentioned. And I think that's going to be very, very important. We've actually shot ourselves in the foot a couple times with penalties and a couple of interference calls, and that's hurt us. And if we can quit, cut out the mistakes, cut out the penalties, and get our defense off the field, I mean, our offense has played great.
Yes.
We've come out, we've really spread the ball out, put two, three receivers, and that's caused them to have three and four DBs in the game, which has allowed our offensive line to open some huge holes tonight. Mike Moore's ran the ball very well. He's had a lot of room to work with when he's touched the ball. But we can't shoot ourselves in the foot with the penalties, even offensively. We've had a couple penalties on long drives that backed us up, and then we, forced a punt.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can cut out the mental mistake and keep this lead and hopefully have a good second half.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the offense has got to get on the field so we can be productive, because we have been when we have the ball. And you're right, we've got to cut out the mistakes defensively, and I think it's a different ball game. I tell you what, we're going to take 1 2-minute break. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half. Vikings lead 14-10. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report live from Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this.